The top 7 things to grasp before you hire a wills, trusts, or estate attorney. According to Rodney Diggs Esquire, you should consider several different questions before you sign an agreement with an attorney, but this can be even more important when it involves hiring wills, trusts, or estate attorneys. This attorney will address sensitive family and financial issues that range from helping you pass assets on to your children and shut members of the family, to protecting you from unnecessary taxes, to help you establish the simplest person to form medical decisions on your behalf. This can be why you wish to grasp the answers to the 7 questions discussed during this special report. Number 1, does the attorney offer a free consultation and can he explain what's going to happen at this primary meeting? An attorney should give you a free, no-hassle consultation. First, meeting him or her will help to place you relaxed and can provide you with an opportunity to debate your case in a very frank manner. You may even have an opportunity to ask questions and to work out if this can be an attorney whom you'll trust to handle your legal concerns. Second, it gives the attorney the chance to ask you questions and to find out more about your case. You would possibly discover that you simply don't get along okay with this attorney. Conversely, the attorney may realize that your case isn't the kind that he wants to require or isn't associated with his field of experience. For this sort of relationship to figure efficiently and productively, both you and your attorney have to be ready to work together comfortably. Number 2, does the attorney offer a flat fee for the services that he will perform and can this be put in writing? Every attorney should use a legal instrument, which is thought of as a retainer agreement. During this agreement, the attorney should clearly state the fee that you just are going to be charged and honor this agreement. The attorney should clearly explain the fee, the services that he will perform, and may also clearly explain the choices that are available to you to pay this fee. You must not sign this agreement until you understand what quantity you'll be charged, what the attorney will do for you, what information he will need from you, any deadlines involved, and the other obligations that you just are required to perform. You must always be happy to ask the attorney questions if you are doing not understand something within the agreement or otherwise. You ought to also ask about the expected completion of the work. A flat fee encourages the attorney to figure efficiently and also prevents you from receiving an unexpectedly large bill upon the completion of the services. This could happen if it takes the attorney longer to complete the work than he initially thought. Number 3, does the attorney guarantee his service? Will he refund your money if you're not completely satisfied? Your attorney works for you and is being paid to assist you to intend your estate. You must not tolerate an attorney which will not refund your money if you're not completely satisfied with the work. Additionally, your attorney should be willing to revise the documents that he's initially drafting. However, after he has drafted them and you have got expressed your satisfaction, you must not expect the attorney to revise these documents unless you have got kept the attorney on retainer. Please note that no attorney will guarantee results if your matter is being litigated in court. Number 4, will the attorney facilitate your making wise choices about insurance, saving for your children's college, and retirement planning? Your attorney should facilitate your make decisions about the 4 most appropriate documents and vehicles to accomplish your estate planning objectives, but should also assist you with buying insurance, saving for faculty, planning for retirement, and every one of the opposite challenging decisions that may arise. Your attorney should have a team of trusted advisors in situ to assist you to create the simplest possible decisions. If your attorney is unable or unwilling to advise you on these matters, then you must search for an attorney who will do so. Having such an attorney will prevent you from making expensive and unnecessary mistakes, and can prevent time in having to search for additional advisors. Number 5, does your attorney have a process in situ to retort to your phone calls and emails quickly just in case questions arise? Will your attorney keep you informed about how your matter is progressing? Your attorney should be able to answer your phone calls, emails, and questions quickly. You're paying this attorney for service and professional guidance and a spotlight, not only for the drafting of your estate planning documents. How often have you ever heard from friends and loved ones about an attorney that takes days, weeks, or more to retort to phone calls? Don't tolerate such unprofessional behavior. Ask your attorney about this, and if he's unable to convince you that he has such a process in situ, then continue your exploration for an attorney, which will go back to you in an exceedingly time-efficient manner. Number 6. Does your attorney have a process for helping you capture and die not only your physical and financial wealth but also your intellectual and spiritual assets, in addition to what's important to you? Some attorneys recognize that wealth isn't measured solely by your net worth, by the worth of your brokerage and retirement accounts, but is additionally measured by who you're as someone. Your intangible assets, like lessons that you simply have learned over a lifetime of building wealth, or the wisdom you have got accumulated through your life experiences that you simply would like your children to grasp more about, are very valuable, almost priceless. These mustn't be forgotten. When deciding whether to rent an attorney, make certain to pick out someone who will facilitate your capture, document, and die all of your assets, including those intangible ones that are often overlooked. Number 7. Will your attorney ensure that your assets are structured and owned in the right way? You could hire an attorney at the biggest firm around and pay him an exorbitant fee, but if your assets aren't titled and owned in the right manner, then the plan that he created won't work for you. The attorney that you simply decide to hire should be willing to confirm not only that your documents are drafted correctly, but also that your assets are structured properly, said attorney Rodney Diggs. Do not be afraid to ask these questions before you hire an attorney to figure together with your family on legal planning matters. After you find an attorney that claims yes to those questions, hire him or her quickly before the practice fills up and he or she stops usurping new clients. Asking these questions and hearing the correct answers before you engage a lawyer to figure on your wills, trusts, and estate will make sure you put in situ legal planning for your family that may work after you need it.